What's good? What's good? What's good? Black Star Podcast. It's your boy Jared. Welcome back to the channel. And guys, we're gonna have a little talk about Passport Bro content and about the way that things are going for you guys in the U.S. See, the way things are going, inflation is up. Cost of living is about to skyrocket, whereas your wages are not going to be able to cover it. Those of you who watch my YouTube, you already know that I've been working 2 full-time jobs. Been working at the manufacturing plant at night and working at the dealership in the daytime. Those of you who follow my YouTube also know that I do most of my videos in the car now. When I have time, I go on live. So that's the reason why I haven't been posting on Anchor, or I should say Spotify. But your boy's back. And I will continue to post as I can and post when I can. But you're going to find me more active on YouTube. Just a quick PSA. But let's get back to it. With the way that things are going in the U.S., you're going to need a secondary form of income. You're going to need to have a part-time job and a full-time job. Because think about it like this. With the inflation rate the way it is, you are not going to be able to survive. So there's 2 options. Work 2 jobs and slave away. Or, this is where the Passport Bro movement come in. You find a job that pays enough for you to work remote and you go abroad. Now, particularly to me, since I'm sick of the bureaucratic bullshit in America, I would suggest you brothers to go overseas and travel and learn about new cultures, date new women outside of this hellscape we call America. Now, that's the reason why I'm starting to shift my focus more towards Passport Bro content. It's because A, it's fun to make, and B, I have my own experiences with the modern day bullshit. You as brothers, especially you black men, you deserve much more than what these women are offering you. You deserve much more because you guys are working your ass off. Now, here's where I'm gonna say this. You as brothers are gonna automatically be labeled as lames, or gonna be labeled as you can't get women in the States when you travel abroad. Now, I'm gonna tell you why. See, these women don't like the fact that you're going across seas and getting better options than them, because that makes them in turn look like the terrible option. So now that you're going out there and you're making yourself a higher caliber of man, they tend to, in this case, want to shame, insult, guilt, and have the need to be right about everything. So what they're going to do is they're going to shame you, they're going to insult you, and they're going to make you out to be the bad guy. They're going to tell you that you're wrong every way, that oh, you're just mad because you can't get women. Or they're going to say these magical words: you're just upset. Or these magical words: you're just so who hurt you? They're gonna say those magical words, the words that everybody hates to hear. The who hurt you bullshit. Who hurt you? Why are you talking about this? Or they're going to tell you to stop talking about it because they don't want to be shamed. See, shaming needs to come back in America. And I'm also going to make a video about this too. Shaming needs to come back to America, and shaming needs to come back to the States and to Western culture and as a whole. Reason why is because these women do not understand that they are in the wrong and that they are not fair to catches. And I'm gonna keep it a buck with you guys. You guys know I've been honest. I've been open and honest about a lot of things. You have to leave this country and culture because you are going to experience newer cultures that's been there for thousands of years, decades, generations, hundreds of years, thousands of years. They've been there. And they're structured as in a way to where the man is the priority and the man is the prize. See, what a lot of these women fail to realize, they are not the prize. Men are the prize. And what's happening is, since men are the prize, they want to continue to perpetuate this lie and this narrative that they are the prize, when in fact, they have to find a man that's willing to commit to them, a man that's willing to choose them as a mate, a man that is wealthy, a man that is driven, compassionate, honest, ambitious. They are looking for all that in one man. But the problem is, they continue to fail to realize that you're looking for a 1%, 2%, hell, even a 5% guy. And then on top of that, they want a guy to be 6 feet tall, six inches of salami so they can smuggle between their legs. And also, to be a six-figure earner. So, you have all that, and you're talking about you're the prize. Bitch, you're not the prize. You are never going to be the prize. Especially if you've been ran through by, ran through more times than the fucking Holland Tunnel, or you've got more body, or you've got more bodies on you more than the fucking grave site, or you have significant mental issues. Yeah, the last one's a bitch. I know that. But still, women are not the prize, men are the prize. And fundamentally, women are starting to realize that and they don't like it. So a lot of these foreign women are starting to clap back and say, you know what, bitch, I'll take your man and I'll take the motherfuckers that y'all don't like. And then you know what happens? These men go overseas. They get married, have children, and become higher value. All because that woman knows how to support a man, be there for a man. But what am I talking about? I'm just a fucking nigga. I'm just a fucking black. I'm a black man in America that's working two jobs. That I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. But I can guarantee you one thing. To the people that's actually following this podcast, something tells me, the people that's following this podcast, I'm seeing something that resonates with them. It's something that's resonating with a lot of other people. But anyways, like, share, subscribe to the channel. Support the podcast on Spotify.com. Also, go subscribe to the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel description is in the description down below, which I need to add. And I will see you guys later. And thank you guys for bearing with me while I go through my shit. Anyways, guys, thank you for watching. I'll see you guys later. Bye, guys.